Like, I never in a million years would I have thought I'd be on a podcast, let alone for 4 seasons with all these subscribers. Like, if you had asked me that 2011 when I met Tony, I probably would have did a whole lot more than cry. There would be no, well, maybe a brick by brick, but not a brick by brick with Tony and Tempest, because in my comfort zone, I just didn't do things like that. So just believe in yourself, and that takes time. If you listen to the podcast prior to this, Tony talked about be careful how you speak to yourself. If you have to look in the mirror and, I don't know, apologize to yourself so you can be free from your past, do that until it's comfortable. You know, like, you've overcome your past already. Don't be hindered by it. Let go of it and walk into your newness. Be yourself. Like, if you heard nothing else, just be yourself, regardless of who's offended by it. Because at the end of the day, you have to live with yourself, and you have to enjoy this life. And you're never going to enjoy your life being someone else. Welcome to this episode of Brick by Brick, a motivational podcast with Antonio T. Smith Jr. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How is yourself?
Great.
So I have a new middle name.
What is it?
Tinkerbell.
Antonio Tinkerbell.
That's it. Smith. Antonio Tinkerbell Smith.
So if this is your first time listening, Antonio or Tony has dedicated each episode with a new middle name for the T.
Tinkerbell.
Instead of revealing his actual middle name.
Tinkerbell.
Every episode it's been different. So we've had Tomahawk, Tom Cruise.
Yeah, Tom Cruise is cool.
And now Tinkerbell.
That's right, Tinkerbell. Tinkerbell is strong.
Tinkerbell is strong.
Yes. Okay, so I was a huge Peter Pan fan. I had to be. Well, it was the way I grew up. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, happy thoughts, world full of kids having fun all the time. Never growing up, flying. Oh, yeah, that was like, of course, right? What homeless kid would not like to think about having friends forever when you're sitting there isolated? So, yeah, Tinkerbell is Tinkerbell for president. There it is. There it is right there. Oh, she had something to say. You okay over there? Mm-hmm. We're going to stick with Tinkerbell for president. Is that okay?
Wow.
As soon as I said that, some of them were like, no. Because they saw some debates and stuff, and now the
election. I won't debate. I won't bring up my... Just pray for us.
You know?
Pray for America. We need it.
Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell for president. Right.
Tinkerbell for president. And Tinkerbell is my middle name.
Yeah.
Okay. You got some announcements.
Every Sunday at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, Antonio Tinkerbell Smith.
That's right.
Does a weekly call called Plant Better. It's a weekly mindset call designed to pour into you so you can pour out into others. I know I said this a couple weeks ago, and it was football time, but people have actually been pausing football to get poured into. So I hope you're able to, or American football, because we have people all over.
And they've been coming to this podcast.
So I hope to hear from you, if that's your thing, or dial in, get poured into. Try us out.
See if you like the
craziness of Antonio.
And by now, you guys have figured out definitely by now you guys are hearing the phone calls. so we kind of snuck that in on you. You're just like, hey, what is this episode? This is a bit, it's long, I like it, we promised Tempest and I that season 4 is going to be bigger and better than ever, so expect lots and lots of episodes. And we haven't even started the small business side of it. Well, we have, but guys haven't been exposed to it as of yet. But yeah, pretty cool. Thanks, guys. Thank you for coming and going. And yeah. Cool. We've got some UK downloaders. They're coming out the woodworks and some countries I can't even pronounce. I think we're in like, we're well over 50 countries now.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well over 50. So it's we're somewhere like near 70 or something like that. Yeah.
Very nice.
It is very nice. You, Miss Introverted Person of All Time.
You are introverted.
Yes, I am. They can't tell because I have all these extroverted talents.
Yeah, you just.
I know, right? But you.
Team too much.
Are reaching millions of people.
Yeah, that's.
I remember when I first came to you? You like cried.
I did. I still get.
Yeah. Whatever. Okay, do we have beer?
No, yeah. I don't drink.
No, you don't. You don't drink.
I don't drink anything.
Yeah, you're such a saint. Okay.
Well, I'm not going to go that far. I just don't drink.
I haven't tried to marry you off in a while. We'll do that next week. We'll do that next week.
Okay.
You're looking good in your blue and your stuff. Yeah.
Thanks.
We're going to get you. All right, guys. So, listen.
You said next. So, next.
Her social is 245. Wow. 1-2. I don't know. I'm trying to make up one. But, yeah, you get it. Okay? We're going to make marry her off next week. All right. Come on. Let's go with your episode. Did you just do the emoji head over your eyes thing? They need an emoji for that. Like, yes. You okay?
Just too much.
Am I too much? Okay. Now, you said you had an episode, and it's kind of just the next natural step.
Okay. So, the past couple of episodes, we've been talking about accepting yourself, embracing your gifts. Now, I thought we would talk about accepting other people.
Wow. Okay.
Well, I thought that was the natural step.
It is.
You've gotten tools to accept yourself, and you're still embracing yourself by embracing your gifts. But you can't be, you have to interact with people at some point. You got to accept people for who they are, as ugly and as much you don't want to do that.
Okay, that's the bad side. That's the bad side. So that's the good and the bad side.
Push them away.
Okay, so let us verbalize your ugh. Like
not
let's put some paragraphs on that. What does ugh mean? The UGH. What is that? Like why is? No. Come on. No. Cover your mouth now. No, because somebody's struggling with this. So let's go. Why is it tough to accept some people for who they are?
Because you just don't. I don't know. We form expectations of how we assume people will act, and then when they don't act that way, either positively don't act that way or negatively don't act that way, like our expectations are crushed. So. We've accepted our expectations, but we don't want to accept what's in front of us. And it just takes, I mean, for some people it might not be hard, but it takes time to adjust your expectations or say, this is who this person is. And either I have to deal with them at work, or I have to deal with them at home or in society or whatever, you know?
So hold on. So they don't meet your expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Now you talking about for a moment, for a time, or you talking about something consistently?
I would say all of the above.
Okay, so let's break it. How do we behave when let me just fast forward this here.
Sure.
Stop. Don't trip on people. Or let me say. Should I say more? Increase my level of diction here. Don't mistreat others because they have a moment of weakness or whatever you want to say.
True.
Like, don't do that. Like, we're not even going to cover that in this episode. That's just common sense. Don't mistreat others because they have a season of not behaving in a manner in which you, as you said, come for them to expect.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's get to the meat of this here. Mm-hmm. This is who they are. Mm-hmm. Like, this isn't, you've identified the pattern, you've created a hypothesis, you went out and tested your experiment, it came back, the results are true, then you said, let me try it again. You tried it again, mm-hmm. and then you did it again. And you said, I have a theory this person behaves this way. And that person, because a theory is a theory, you keep going over. But when a theory gets proven over and over and over again with 100% or very close to 100%, this is how it's going to work out, mm-hmm. that theory, by definition, becomes a fact. Okay. So now that we know that this is a fact, mm-hmm. that this person Jesus behaves Christ. In a manner that is meeting your expectations of them, mm-hmm. and detrimental to the happiness of you, mm-hmm. how do we learn how to embrace those people for who they are? And that's powerful. Oh, this is why I need to talk.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. I have an answer, but it ain't good. An
okay, what's your gut reaction, Anson? And now, this isn't something you apply, so I want to give it to you know, you so you can be honest here because we know that you don't do this here. But what's your gut reaction response?
Just don't even deal. just gone.
Just move over there. Just you go to your corner, I go to my
I'll
corner.
I'll go to my corner. We cool.
All right. Good. but can companies exist in this manner?
No.
Sometimes, but most times not.
No.
At least not exist with high level of productivity.
Okay,
so I've said this before, but I'll say it again. And this is going to be a very short answer, guys, in this particular. I want to get to the positive. This is a very short answer. Maybe it's positive, but it's also a positive that's going to force you to be objective and want to hit you in the head with a hammer. But how can I say this? If you know someone is detrimental to your health, hazard, self-esteem, confidence, work, productivity, accept that. And stop letting that alter your mood. Mm-hmm. This is important. I am not saying that they're not mean. I'm not saying that they don't bother you. I'm saying, so you're thinking about somebody specifically now, right? I'm simply saying that when someone, I'm not angry at the sun for being the sun. I'm not angry that the sun fades into the west. And the moon arises, at least it never really arises, but, you know, that's we'll just say it without the science. The moon comes up, the sun goes down. Does that make sense? I don't get upset at the moon for being the moon. Like, I'm going somewhere with this.
Yeah.
I don't get upset at the sun for being the sun. I didn't wake up this morning and get very upset with my morning breath. That, like, I don't like it. And if I get too close to you, you're not going to like it. You understand what I'm saying? But I understand the fact that I did not eat and my mouth did not move. The bacteria just sat there and continued to accumulate until I woke up in the morning. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So why am I offended by what I knew what was coming? All right. So that's your short answer. Stop being surprised by things that no longer surprise you. And when you stop being surprised by them, they stop affecting your mood. Period. It just becomes something that exists. You don't even deal with it. You're not, listen guys, you're not dealing with the moon. The moon has effects all around you. It's controlling the tides. Like, seriously, it is reflecting the sunlight. The moon is still doing moon things in your life. But the mere fact that you've accepted the moon for being the moon doesn't affect your daily lives. I'm saying something very powerful here. The moon never stops being the moon. It never stops controlling the tides. Sometimes it controls it too much. It raises them too high. It doesn't, since the tides are being affected and fish places by the shore are being affected, turtles are laying their eggs on the sand. According to how the moon, like I know this, you know what I'm saying? Like the moon, there's actually a fish, you can Google this here, that actually walks on land, that actually, like seriously, once the tide recedes, It actually comes up and literally starts walking on land. I'm honest to God, this is actually the truth. It uses its fins, its legs. The moon is doing all these things, and you didn't even know about it until I just told you. Or you weren't even conscious of it until I just told you. Or you knew about it, and you didn't care until I just told you, and you went on with your daily life. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Okay, so people are just the freaking moon. Let them be the moon in your life. You recognize it, you deal with it, you move on and you do your daily tasks. Make sense? Even if you have to look at the moon right in front of you. They're not something that can affect you anymore. I didn't say their power is gone. I didn't say they stopped being effective. They just stopped being a bothersome to you. Because what are you going to do about the moon? You can't go up and change it. You can't go down and change it. You can't take a big eraser and erase it. And you can't do like the movie a long time ago, lasso it and pull it and gift it to your wife as a present. It's an old black and white movie. But either way, right? You can't do that. So stop dealing with the negativity. Some people are just the moon. They're in your life. They're there. You can't do nothing about it. You know it's doing something, but you don't care. Because it has nothing to do with how you're going to do your taxes tomorrow. Make sense? All right. Hopefully that helps somebody. Because some people are just the freaking moon. Period. So what? Can't stop it. Now, I don't mean to make the moon negative, but the point was I tried to make the negative as irrelevant to you. The moon's so irrelevant now, we don't even go back up there and explore it if you believe we would be landing on the moon. I've got nothing to do with that. I've got nothing to do with that, okay? That's between you and your own theories. That may or may not be true. Either way, now let's go to the other side. Now, accepting people for who they are. Your business, your life will suffer if you don't accept people for who they are. Now, this is a very short answer, and we're going to be able to do this podcast. End it. And I'm just going to bring up one example that works, Tempest. If I don't accept Tempest for who she is, then my business suffers. I don't get to make you you. I mean, I don't get to make you me. As much as I would like to, because I'm egotistical or I just like me, and so I want to make everybody me. A world full of Antonio Smiths. What's my name?
Tinkerbell.
The world full of Antonio Tinkerbell Smiths. Would you say, Lord help us? Yeah, it's not a good world. It's not full of me's. Mm-hmm. There would be like, it just would be so many things that we just don't have. First off, there'd be no rugby because I don't play rugby. Although I do respect the sport because the guys are hardcore. There'd be none of that. Yeah, right. This would be, you know, I speak a few languages. I speak 5 or 6. So the other 113 or whatever it is, they wouldn't exist. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I've never been to Cambodia, so that wouldn't exist. The point is, if I don't accept Tempest for who Tempest is, the productivity in my office, my businesses slip. You know why? Here's a great example. Here's Antonio Smith. Finish the book. Now, if you don't know this here, well, you don't know this here. I got people that work for me, and it's honest to God true. I have 6 people literally on payroll, and I pay, like, as far as staff, and then hundreds of volunteers. Especially on the church level, right? You know, you get what I'm saying? And so, but the people that work for me, I said, read this book. Now, if you don't understand, I got the people that work for me. They go through transformational leadership, everything, because I don't have time to work with anybody negative. And so it costs me more not to make you better than me than it costs if you actually leave after I make you better than me. And this I always run the risk of pouring into you, making you better, and you take your talents and my training and my gifts to somewhere else. That's okay, though. I'm willing to accept that versus you stay here and you drag everything down. And I don't know that you're offended, Tempest, and you're bringing her productivity down because Tempest is afraid to tell the boss, but I have you making Tempest go home and cry. Now, we've been through that before, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, not in this company, but you've worked with somebody that I forced you to work with, mm-hmm. and then they made you go home and cry, but they literally altered your entire mood to make it to the point where everything about work was unenjoyable. Mm-hmm. Now, so if I don't accept your gifts, not only do I stop you from having a good time, then I don't put you in the right place. Right? This is why I said I'm going to hit you over here to him. So me making you me only deals, our products or whatever, only deals with the people who like intellectual things and whatever it is that I like. I will always miss, and this is the truth, without Tempest, I will always miss the little secretary. That's not little, she's a giant, but everybody's dismissing her. I will always miss the sanitation worker. I will always miss the single mom because I don't think in that manner. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I don't think in that manner. Goal, done, move on. That's how I think, which is a good thing. But if I'm surrounded by people and I should probably tell them thank you, mm-hmm. and they don't get that thank you, mm-hmm. then I move on to the next goal and I alienate my people around me, which I've done to you before, right? And so accepting you for who you are, you constantly say, and I'm pulling you now, you guys can't see it, hey, go tell her thank you, right? You've done this to me. One of the people that worked for me, me and you just hired, was talking to me. And apparently I was on my phone playing the game. And I didn't even understand. For me, they walked up on me playing my game. And I'm at the gas station. Remember this here? And you were like, hey, when they left. That was rude. And I was like, what? I put the game down. And I talked to them. I put it down. I didn't have to do that. But you told me, no, these people look up to you. And but I forget what you said. And I went, oh, but had I not accepted, so now I don't do those things, you get what I'm saying? And now they probably love me more and respect me more, all because I changed. But I didn't change because I'm smart. I changed because I accept you for who you are. And that allows you to be in your gifts, your talents, your expertise, your right seat on the bus to make the bus be better. And also to make me better. So that, on both sides, is why you need to accept people for who they are. Here's how. Kill your ego. Period. End of podcast.
I had something to say, but I ain't got it now.
Well, go ahead.
No, that's okay. Thank you for that's this episode by Rick.
I really want to hear what you had to say. No. I didn't know you had something to say.
Nope, I ain't got nothing to say.
No, come on.
You
what
said
are you?
It. You I said everything.
I said everything?
Yep.
You sure?
I assure you.
Are you letting me be who I am? Yes, yeah. You are. I know. I'm just joking. Close us out.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Rick by Rick. For more information on Antonio, I'm not going to do all that. Visit us at revtony.org. If you would like Antonio to speak at your upcoming event, same website, hit the contact us tab, fill out their form, I'll be in touch with you soon. Don't forget Plant Better weekly mindset call Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. The call in information will be below in the show notes, and thank you for checking us out.
All right, guys, well, as usual, but in all sincerity, no matter where you are in life, whether you love it or you hate it, if you don't love it, you
bye.
There's something inside of you that nobody can take from you, that nothing can ever come against, that nothing can ever stop. You were meant to be great. You were meant to be the most amazing you that has ever lived. Nobody can speak with your voice better than you. You have come here to be amazing. Not average, not good, not great. Amazing. And then when you reach amazing, you exceed that and you go to spectacular. This is your time. Build your life brick by brick. You are enough. You've been enough. You will always be enough. You can only be nothing but enough. And then more than that, you are the greatest. Build your life. Be it. Do it. See it. and then give it back to others, brick by brick.